Chapter 51. May 12th of Year 19. Marchenko. There's nothing but static from the audio channel, yet Marchenko doesn't mind at all. No matter what happens now, he will have to react fast. Nobody can help him, and knowing that Adam and Eve are observing events live is a distraction. He definitely does not want them to see him die. He feels well prepared, but he will only know afterward how things went. General Dukar, he says to the panel left of the door. This time it works. The general is granted access. There's a clacking sound somewhere behind the door. Marchenko only has to give it a slight push, and it swings to the left. He uses the wall as cover and beams his sonar through the opening. The reflected sound wave gives him an overview of the room behind it. The snapshot confirms it. As Gronolf feared, this seems to be the defensive position set up by the omniscience. The airlock he has to reach is located at the rear wall of the room. In front of it, 12 differently shaped machines await him. Only one of them has anything resembling a weapon. Marchenko glances down at his body. It would be hard to tell what he is capable of. Should he simply march inside and ask for an audience with the omniscience? No, that would be testing his luck too much. He will neutralize the 12 robots using limpet charges. Marchenko leans his back against the wall and moves his left arm into the room, allowing the door to cover the rest of his body. Then he snaps his hand downward. The barrel of an air gun appears at his wrist. He will shoot at the 12 targets indirectly. His ammunition consists of small spheres, about the size of ping pong balls. They are considerably heavier due to the explosive filling, but they also easily bounce off hard walls. Marchenko aims for the part of the wall he can see. He knows the positions of the robots, and the rest is just classical physics, Newton. What, he wonders, was the name of the Grossknopf who discovered these laws on their world? Marchenko fires. The first ball flies, then his arm moves slightly, and the next one is on the way. It takes just 3 seconds. Click, click, click. The balls rapidly bounce off the wall and zoom toward their targets at different heights. Marchenko sends a radio impulse to change the surface of the balls. Now they will stick to whatever they hit. The target farthest away gets the first ball. Marchenko can't see exactly where it hits, but it must have been approximately at waist height. Shortly afterward, the other balls impact. Marchenko triggers the explosive. There's a loud bang. He has used a charge that is calculated to destroy humanoid robots. A dust cloud spreads through the room and also comes outside. He once again activates his sonar. 11 of the robots are down. However, the 12th one is running through the door directly toward him. It is incredibly fast. The enemy moves on all fours like a dog, a very long dog, almost a giant dachshund, without a head. And it does not even reach as high as his waist. Perhaps it was located on a platform, and the echo of the sonar did not see this flat target. Therefore, the 12th ball must have missed it. The opponent might weigh about as much as Marchenko himself. He can't use the explosive balls at such a short distance. Marchenko's mind analyzes his enemy's potential weaknesses. The connection between the body and the limbs looks vulnerable, but so does the long body itself. The robot dog leaps at him. The jump is precisely calculated. Marchenko can't stay on his feet. He starts swaying and falls. The shot was me. I thought I couldn't be knocked over. Everything happens within seconds. His brain is working at full speed. Suddenly that thing is above him. There are blades that work like chainsaws on the back of its legs. The animal wants to dig these sharp points into several spots of his body. He won't have time to destroy the limbs, so he will have to attack the body itself. Marchenko stops using his arms to defend against the sharp blades. He grabs his enemy's body at the front and back, while the chainsaws dig into his outer layers. He pulls on the body with all his strength, but it is not enough. The structure of the robot is uniform and well-designed. There are no predetermined breaking points, so he has to create one himself. His head whips upward. He opens his mouth and digs his sharp teeth into the hard material. One of Marchenko's legs has been severed. He throws all his strength into his arms, and now he hears a horrible sound, like wet chalk on a blackboard, mixed with the plaintive yearning wail of a creature, but he keeps pulling. Debris falls down on him. The blades of the robot stop and no longer hurt him. And his arms suddenly flip out to his sides, because he has torn the enemy's body apart. That was close, Marchenko thinks. He slowly sits up and slides over to lean against the wall. He starts to brush the remnants of the robot from his body. They consist mainly of steel, small wires, shreds of plastic, and an oily liquid. His leg jerks. He pulls it closer. The robot made a clean cut. He presses the leg against his body, using the other leg to hold it in proper alignment, and lets the nanofabricator start their work. He'll be fit again in half an hour, and then he can greet the omniscience in the security chamber.